Let's dump the cliche. The Baron who discovered tiny dinosaur remains the first man in history to hijacking planes. The aristocrat living as a shepherd, a spy claiming to the Albanian throne. The same guy, adventurer and master of disguise and scientist and polyglot photographer and albinologist, the father of paleobiology and more. An unsung decorated hero of war, a Transylvanian posh dandy trendy la-di-da, eccentric polymath, dippy genius, bloody blah. Never gave a damn about what people thought of him. His motto, man, live your boring life on a whim. N-O-P-C-S to the A. Scholar and spy and allegedly gay. A bottle of champagne and a hippie hooray. For the man, for the legend, let's dump the cliche. N-O-P-C-S to the A. Genius and adventurer having his own way. A bottle of champagne and a hippie hooray. For the Baron, for the legend, let's dump the cliche. Early in his prime, he decided to be great after finding dinosaurs on his family's estate. All of them were dwarfs, so he thought it would be cool to explain it by imagining the friggin' island rule. Later on, he went to explore and draw the maps of the until then unknown accursed Albanian Alps. And because he loved more the rifle than the pen, he took blood oaths with some local tribesmen. And as a cocky baron, he just wished for one thing, with tribal support, to become Albania's king. But his dreams were cut short with the order to comply, cause I forgot to say he was an Austrian spy. N-O-P-C-S to the A. Scholar and spy and allegedly gay. A bottle of champagne and a hippie hooray. For the man, for the legend, let's dump the cliche. N-O-P-C-S to the A. Genius and adventurer having his own way. A bottle of champagne and a hippie hooray. For the baron, for the legend, let's dump the cliche. Held belief that he was gay, frequently breaking rules he never wished to obey. The bromance with his mans of and called by Oz, it slowly overshadowed almost everything he did. Running out of money after losing the Great War, with nervous breakdowns he could no longer ignore. Regarded as a freak for his vagary displays, living out of the standards he had in his glory days. At age 55, one day he made up his mind, explaining in a note he's not leaving him behind. He shot his sleeping friend, making sure that he was dead. Next, firing a suicidal gunshot blew his head. N-O-P-C-S to the A. Scholar and spy and allegedly gay. A bottle of champagne and a hippie hooray. For the man, for the legend, let's dump the cliche. N-O-P-C-S to the A. Genius and adventurer having his own way. A bottle of champagne and a hippie hooray. For the baron, for the legend, let's dump the cliche.